This morning we have one verse of scripture. Turn with me to Psalm 27. If you have your Bibles in front of you, and it should be behind me on the screen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we are grateful for the opportunity to hear your word, to worship you through your word, and to live knowing that you are with us, knowing that you have gone before us. But God, we ask in these moments that you open our hearts to receive whatever it is that you have for us today. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. So this is Vision Sunday. And if you have ever taken a look at the back of your bulletin, listened to the announcements, been aware of the activities in our church, then you know that we as a church are bringing Christ to people and people to Christ. You know that God has set a path before us to nurture the Boy Scouts, to be a part of Manna Food Ministries, to lead through Bible studies, to nurture our faith. We are living out the vision that God has for us, bringing Christ to people and what? People to Christ. Have you ever found yourself in an unfamiliar territory, such as a mall in another area, a museum or a stadium, or even a resort or a hotel? And the first thing you clamor for is the directory or map. At times, I can be directionally challenged, so I personally find the directory with the map to be most helpful. Normally, there is a star or a dot, a circle, depicting the area in which you are generally standing. It most likely says, you are here. That one dot, that star, that circle makes all the difference when you're trying your best to navigate your way to your favorite store, to your stadium seat, to your hotel room. See, this guiding map depicted in large spaces all over the world is a visual of where you are and where you are going. It's not like GPS, where we kind of mindlessly wait to hear and 1 mile take exit 1C to Pensacola downtown. I'm still using my GPS, as you can tell. There is something very significant about a map. It is helpful, regardless of where you are, even in your faith walk. It's helpful to take a moment and not mindlessly go, but to navigate and inventory your faith, the you are right here space, to reflect on where you are individually in your journey with Jesus Christ as we are reflecting of where we are here in our church. Welcome to Vision Sunday and the divine activity of God. Recently, I thought it would be cool. You're going to think I'm weird, but that's okay. If Siri could just guide me through my day, you know, kind of like this directory map, I wouldn't need to reflect. All I needed to do was go. So one day I sat on my couch. See, this is what happens when you're sermonizing. I'm sitting there and said, Siri, where is my bedroom? I know those of you who know Siri ask Siri strange questions. Don't pretend like you don't. You know, I did it just to see what would happen. Siri responded, I don't know, Sheila. I don't have that information. Check the home app. I won't tell you what I said next. But then the Holy Spirit stirred my heart. Many times we may not want the map. Many times we don't want to take the time to reflect. We don't want to find our way. We just want to go. We want Siri or Alexa or Google to just tell us what to do, where to go, and how to get there. But as we continue to navigate New Year, same promises, this series may also be viewed as a depiction of this mall/stadium map, where you are here, the dot, the circle, and the star is grounding you, guiding you as we walk, navigate, and explore God's same old faithful promises. As you know, the Psalms are classified in many different categories. There are thanksgiving songs, a lament of the community, hymn or song of praise, wisdom, poetry, confidence, trust, and even prophecy. But our psalm this morning is classified as a lament, a deep longing for God to intervene. And as long as a song of trust is also seen there, this is what holds us fast to the belief that by faith, God will intervene. I have to admit, the lectionary passage this morning frustrated me just a little bit. It does not give Psalm 27 the justice it deserves. So this week, I want to challenge you and invite you to take the psalm in its entirety, all 14 verses, and use it as your daily devotion. It is a you are here that will lift your head to seek God's face. As we stand here and now, and because God has been revealed to us, whatever might have gone before or whatever is still to come, the psalmist shows us what it means to have hope and assurance in a God who is forever present and always at hand. See, the words of today's verses may seem familiar. They tend to be a favorite among many. It encapsulates through its poignant and powerful and eloquent words one of our biblical foundations, trust in the Lord, which, to be quite honest, is hard to do. So can we sit here for a moment with this psalmist who seems to have this unwavering confidence in our present age of anxiety and fear. Verses 1, 2, and 14 have been lovingly memorized by many people. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I fear? And 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. But what is neglected is that there is a roller coaster ride and a ton of action and activity that takes place between proclaiming the Lord is my light and wait for the Lord. See, the psalmist is seeking refuge from persecuting enemies, from adversaries and foes. And the psalmist professes the desire to live in the house of the Lord and offer sacrifices of joy in the midst of pain and suffering. The psalmist is fearless and acknowledging being in the moment. You know, the you are here. And he is simultaneously trusting in the divine activity of God. The psalmist in the first two verses connects the divine attributes of light and salvation. See, the light today in this present age is necessary to see in dark spaces and guides us through dark times. See, the salvation today in this present age has a sort of military attribute depicting the deliverance, the rescue, the safety of the Lord, grounding us with confidence and fearlessly, even in this age of anxiety and hyper-awareness, is challenging us to trust in the Lord. Yes, like the psalmist, we too have concerns and fears. I recently read that fear is a proactive mechanism that God has placed within us that helps to alert us when there is a threat so that we can take action and protect ourselves from that threat. But see, sometimes our fear is way out of proportion to the actual threat. So we let our fears get the best of us. Yet at other times, our fears are perfectly justified. Fear is very personal. And God helps us to navigate the fear of what's next, the fear of calamities, the fear of disease, the fear of experiencing a difficult time. See, sometimes, like this psalmist, we pray and pray and pray, and God responds. But see, in these 14 verses, God does not respond. And the psalmist is sitting and yet continues to trust in the Lord without hearing a word. Sometimes we have to be reminded that the God we serve sometimes is the slowest one, but is always on time. The Lord is my light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? So the psalmist this morning is lamenting to God, crying out in trust and in confidence with a keen sense of God's nearness, with a keen sense of God's support, with a keen sense of God's encouragement, and that God is present and ministering to his soul. He tells us in verse 6, "Now my head is lifted up." I did not share this in the earlier service, but I remember early on in ministry, I was walking across a parking lot, and I felt very heavy. And I didn't realize that this heaviness was on me physically. And I hear across the parking lot our associate pastor's wife call out to me and say, "Sheila, stand up straight." So sometimes we can be so heavily burdened with all kinds of things that we are physically walking burdened. But God is calling us to trust God even in the midst of all this stuff. "Now my head is lifted up." See, the divine activity of God is trusting that God's same old promise of walking with us, walking beside us, on the path with us, as we are navigating this space where we are right now, acknowledging that he has gone before us, acknowledging that he is with us, acknowledging we don't have to walk with burdens on our shoulders. God is there. That is the divine activity of the God that we serve, showing us the way, ministering to our souls so that we may minister to others. See, Vision Sunday is not a prayer for all to be well, but a prayer for us to trust in the Lord. For you are being called to acknowledge right where you are, trusting in God. Everything that we do has value. And our response through God's divine activity in and through us will transform our community and the world. God's faithfulness is stronger and deeper than any relationship we could ever imagine. God is the source and the sustainer of life. And we are called to be the same for others. See, I just want to remind you this morning that God's faith and love casts out all fear. Hear these words from God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, God is calling us to be a part of that divine activity that transforms the world. It's a new year, but it's the same old promises. God is with us, and we're being called not to just vision and plan, but to trust in the Lord in all that we do. Trust in the Lord. Let us pray. God, you said that faith and love casts out all fear. We see it throughout your word to us. We are grateful for your divine activity leading and guiding us. And Lord, you are inviting us to be a part of that divine activity, and we are grateful. Stir our hearts, O God, as we continue to follow you. Follow you as you lead us, but trust in you as we go. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and for calling us to make a difference to those whom we meet. Lord, you are an awesome God, and we love your same old promises. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. So right now I would like to invite up Carrie Smeda, so she can share with us how Cokesbury continues to be a part of God's divine activity in our community.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you. I'm Carrie, like she said, the development director for Manna Food Pantries, Manna Food Bank, Manna, whatever you'd like to call us. But we've been in this community now for about 37 years, feeding the hungry in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. If you're not familiar with the work that we do that through two ways, emergency food assistance and then through our partnerships in this community. So our pantries, we've got three pantries. We have our main pantry here in Pensacola, and then we have a pantry in Milton and in Jay. And we have 9 specialty programs with 11 partners in our community. Many of them you are already familiar with. So we work with Gulf Coast Kids House, we work with Boys and Girls Clubs of the Emerald Coast, and really those programs are designed so that we can use food as a tool to run alongside the work that those organizations are already doing in our community. They're already doing good work and making a difference, but they utilize the food as a tool to provide some more wraparound support. And so we're really excited about our programs. It just allows us, again, to go beyond those four walls and make a difference in this community. I want to share with you our newest program that we have. Are y'all familiar with the Donut Strike Food Drive? It's a fun one that happens in the summer. I see a couple hands. If you're not familiar, you'll see it again this June, where our local first responders show up in our local grocery stores, and they just hit people up for food, really, is what happens. But they have a really good time doing it. They're playing with shopping carts and doing a whole lot of fun stuff. But what we learned out of the Donut Strike Food Drive is that law enforcement told us that they have school resource officers in this community who are pulling money out of their own pockets in order to feed students. And so we said, let us help you with that. And so now we're in 17 schools in the county, and we're providing school resource officers with food for those students. And perhaps what's even more important than the food that we're providing to them is that the relationships that are being strengthened, created and strengthened between law enforcement and students. And sometimes those school resource officers have to go into the home and do home visits, and they find that cupboards are bare. And so they come to MANA, they pick up boxes of food, and they take it back to the family. And now the relationship is even stronger. So that's kind of what we are working to do, to go beyond our four walls and make a difference with community partners, so that we can make some sustainable, lasting change in this community. And speaking of impact, I would like to tell you all, I let the cat out of the bag at the earlier service, but these are some pretty astounding numbers. And I know the last time that I came to speak with y'all, I don't think that I shared this with you. And so I just want to let you know the impact that you're making through Cokesbury Missions. So in total, Cokesbury has donated to MANA nearly $12,000 and just over 17,000 pounds of food. So y'all should give yourselves a hand for that. That is the equivalent of 24,371 healthy meals for our neighbors in need. So thank you so much for that. I want to talk now about Super Bowl Sunday. So next week is Super Bowl Sunday, and it is the big football game. And of course, we're all excited about that, even though our local teams aren't in the game. But before the big game, we have Super Bowl Sunday, S-O-U-P-E-R. And it's a national initiative that's really designed to take the energy of the big game and put that towards doing some good in your own community before you indulge that evening. And so we've done this for a few years now, and we're looking forward to your support again this year. Let me tell you that last year, through Super Bowl Sunday, Cokesbury donated 1,333 pounds of food. So thank you so much for your donations last year. It was really astounding. And we look forward to partnering with you again next week. Miss Kathy Sal is kind enough to, I lost her. She's on the move. There she is. She is kind enough to bring the MANA van out here for you all. So we'll have that right out front next Sunday. You can load food right into the van. Of course, we accept your financial gifts as well. And we appreciate all that you do to support MANA. So thank you all very much for the impact and the difference that you're making in our community.
The divine activity of God.